Some conversations don't happen in the headlines. They don't show up in the comment section. They show up when you finally sit still, when the world slows down, when the coffee's hot or the whiskey's soft in your hand and your thoughts show up uninvited. That's where this podcast lives. My name's Ron Eastman. I served 12 years in the Army, and for more than two decades, I worked as a bodyguard to some of the most visible people in the world, while staying invisible myself. I've lived a life where silence was safer than truth. This podcast, it's me, finally speaking. It's called, I Drink My Coffee Black and My Whiskey Neat, because those are the moments where my thoughts come in loudest, at the table, in the quiet, with a pour in hand, no distractions, no sugar, no filters. You won't find politics here, no rage bait, no culture war debates. This isn't that kind of show. These are the kinds of reflections people have over drinks, when it's just you, your thoughts, and maybe someone across the table who finally makes you feel heard. Some episodes feel like slow mornings, focused, still. That's the coffee. Others hit harder, like something said too late at night, but said anyway. That's the whiskey. Season one is personal. I'm talking about the kind of pain most people keep quiet. Memory, shame, silence, survival, and the tiny decisions that shape who we become. You'll hear stories I never thought I'd say out loud, like the night I almost quit. The questions my daughter asked that cracked something open, and the moment I finally stopped protecting the men who hurt me and started protecting the truth instead. But I'm not here to shout. I'm here to pour. Thoughts, truth, something real. Something meant for the quiet. The first three episodes drop July 4th weekend. Then we go weekly, every Wednesday. This isn't for everyone. But if you've been craving something real, not louder, just truer, then you're in the right place. Whether you're pouring a cup to start your morning or settling in with something stronger at the end of the night, I'll be here, quietly across the table, whenever you're ready to pour.